First, can you bring us up to speed on the latest developments on Islamic State activity in Iraq's northeast? What territory and facilities have been taken over by this militant group?
Well, in the last couple of days, they've taken the town of Sinjar and the town of Zumar, which are both northwest of Mosul. They're between Mosul and the Syrian border in the province of Nineveh. There were reports initially that they'd taken the Mosul Dam, which would have been very, very significant, but it seems as if that is not the case. I spoke to several different members of the Peshmerga forces on Sunday, and they all denied that the militants have taken control of the dam. But they have taken control of the town of Sinjar, which is a predominantly Yazidi town. The Yazidi are pre-Islamic minority, Kurdish minority, Kurdish-speaking minority, who've been the target of al-Qaeda for many years and now of the Islamic State militants. And there have been reports of many, many people being killed, although the exact numbers are hard to get. Many people have fled first into the mountains around Sinjar, which you can imagine it's August in Iraq. So there have been reports of people dying, particularly young children and the elderly, dying from the heat and lack of water, lack of food. And others have fled into the Kurdistan region again. So it's been a huge displacement. We're talking about 200,000 people, according to the UN. So just yet another humanitarian disaster in the making.
In addition to seizing towns, there are also reports of oil facilities being taken over. Can you go into detail about that?
Yes, they've taken over yet another oil field and a refinery in the area, which I think, if I'm right, I think that brings their total to four oil fields that they have control of. What we saw that the militants were doing in Syria was taking over oil and then selling it as a way of funding themselves, funding their activities. So it looks as if they're also doing that. From the very beginning of this offensive, so from what, early June, they've focused on trying to take the Beji oil refinery, which is also near Mosul, which is very significant. It's the largest refinery in Iraq. And while they have managed to sort of take parts of it for short periods, up until now, the Iraqi army has managed to maintain control of it. But again, the thing that people were very, very concerned about was the dam. It's the largest dam in Iraq. I believe it's the fourth largest dam in the Middle East. If they were to take it, they would be in control of everything sort of downstream, which would be very worrying. And also the biggest fear is that they could, you know, open the dam and massively flood the surrounding area, perhaps even going as far as Baghdad. But like I say, for the moment, it seems as if the Kurdish Peshmerga forces have managed to maintain control of the dam.
Has ISIS been able to hold the territory they took over in June?
They've held Mosul. There have been areas where they've taken control and then been kicked out by the Peshmerga forces or by the Iraqi army. Right now, sort of going further south on the outskirts of Baghdad and Samarra and Bakuba and places like that, the Iraqi army has actually managed to sort of hold them off. So there's a sort of standstill. But in the northwest, they have managed to keep most of the areas that they've taken, obviously in particular Mosul. What we're seeing right now is the Peshmerga forces desperately trying to get them out of the towns that they took in the last couple of days of Zumar and Sinjar. The Peshmerga have recently, on Sunday, they received a lot of additional heavy weaponry. So they are hoping that will help them push the militants out of those areas. The Kurdish government also has now for the first time officially asked the United States for help. And in another kind of fairly significant development, the Iraqi army from Baghdad is now providing air support for the Kurdish forces who are fighting on the ground.
And while new artillery has been sent and Iraq's prime minister has authorized airstrikes to support Kurdish forces, overall the central government hasn't seemed to make taking back the city of Mosul as much of a priority. What's different in this case?
I think it's because partly the Peshmerga, the Kurdish forces, saw their first significant defeat this weekend when they lost Zumar, when they lost Sinjar. That was very shocking, I think, to everybody. So I think probably the Iraqis, the Baghdad was very shocked to see that the Kurdish forces were also vulnerable and realized that that they need support. So I would imagine that is a big part of it. And also, when the militants first went into Mosul, although they did take control of the city, initially they were treating residents relatively well. They weren't targeting communities. They weren't targeting civilians. But as we've seen in what the last 2 weeks, they targeted the Christian community. They have been destroying religious shrines. So they are becoming sort of bolder and more destructive, let's say. So that has also possibly had an effect on how Baghdad is seeing the situation.
That was Erbil-based reporter Hermione G. For FSRN, I'm Shannon Young.